welcome in the name of Jesus. The service folder, I'd just like to make a couple of comments to help us in the rest of our worship this morning. The Alleluia, which we will be doing next, ends with after the second line, has a little bit of a humming time during which the petitions or versicles are stated, and then we go back into the Alleluia. You are free to join in on the Alleluias and sing in harmony if you wish. Also feel free to hum on those parts in accompaniment with the instruments. The Kyrie, we sing that through twice before we go to the whole note and half note there of humming. The repeat sign did not get printed too clearly there, so you have to imagine it there. So we sing the Kyrie eleison through twice, and then hum during the other part, and always on the word Lord we'll go then to the D major chord. At the end of the prayers, instead of singing Kyrie, we'll sing Amen there three times and repeat that also. And the Jubilate Deo, at least to some of the choir members, will look familiar. And we will sing it through unison twice, and then women starting out, and men, if you would come in at letter B instead of D, to sing it in a two-part canon. And then we'll probably do it two or three times in canon, if after that, breaking up into four parts. The music of Taizé comes from the Taizé prayer community in France and provides an opportunity for some improvisation within a structured format. So we would encourage you to feel that improvisatory nature. This afternoon, the evening prayer service will be based also on some of this music, and if you would like to become involved a little more intricately with that, there will be a rehearsal in here at 3 o'clock for that, and you are welcome to attend. Let's stand for the Alleluia then.
Alleluia, Alleluia.
answered him and freed him from all his distress. Alleluia.
Our first lesson this morning comes to us from St. Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome, chapter 6. What shall I say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the sinful body might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. For we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel for this morning is recorded in the Gospel according to St. John in the 4th chapter. Now when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize, but only his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. He had to pass through Samaria, so he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and so Jesus, wearied as he was with his journey, sat down beside the well. It was about the 6th hour. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself and his sons and his cattle?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. The water that I shall give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up unto eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw." This is the word of the Lord.
Satisfy us, us with your love in the morning. Hear us, O Lord. Kyrie, Kyrie, eleison. Kyrie, Kyrie, eleison. We pray, Lord, for your church in every corner of the world. Keep her faithful and renew her love until the end of time. Hear us, O Lord. Fill them with your Spirit and make them faithful bearers of your word. Hear us, O Lord. We pray for all who lead the nations. Guide them with your mighty hand, that your will be done. Hear us, O Lord. We give you thanks for all the believers who have known you from the earliest of days, the patriarchs and prophets, the apostles and martyrs, so many whose names you know. May we too be counted among your faithful witnesses. Hear us, O Lord. We pray for our life together in your name. May the praise of Christ be overflowing in us all. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen, 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 amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom.